Steve, any other anti-CD20 strategies that have been looked at in Waldenstrom, and specifically obinutuzumab?
Yeah, there's very little that we know about the activity of obinutuzumab in Waldenstrom's. We had done extensive preclinical work working with that molecule, Neil, and one of the reasons why we got excited is because obinutuzumab can overcome the polymorphisms that we see in the receptor that engages rituximab. And so there is a population of patients that actually have a very favorable polymorphism, and they respond beautifully to rituximab, even as monotherapy. But then about half the population actually has an unfavorable polymorphism. It's called the, you know, FF polymorphism for FC gamma R3A. We had published a very nice paper back in JCO many years ago looking at this in Waldenstrom's. And why obinutuzumab to us was exciting is because it could overcome these differences in polymorphisms and, you know, could in essence, even as monotherapy, provide, you know, relief across the board. So I do think that this is an important molecule, and we're hoping to actually get a clinical trial looking at this molecule in Waldenstrom's.
Interesting.